as we're literally just a minute or two until the end of Hanukkah. Sorry, candles are figuratively completely extinguishing and melting down to the very bottom. It's worthwhile to spend the last few minutes of Hanukkah to discuss the symbolism of the name of the eighth and final day of Hanukkah, which is known as Zos Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah. What is the reason why the last night, the last day of Hanukkah, the eighth day, why is it called Zos Hanukkah? So some say it's based on the Torah reading. Because when it came to the Mishkan, the tabernacle which was constructed in the Midbar, when the Jews were walking in the wilderness, it was completed on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. Of course, many, many years before the story of Hanukkah, which happened in the time of the second temple, the second Beis HaMikdash. However, even though, in fact, it was completed on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, it was not completed and dedicated officially until a few months afterwards, or more specifically, on the first day of the month of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For whatever reason, that is certainly worthwhile understanding why it took them so long. But regardless, when it comes to the Torah reading that we read during Hanukkah, throughout Hanukkah, it is connected to the Nesiim. Those leaders of the various Shvatim that brought exactly the same Karbanos, which also is a worthwhile question to explore why the Torah keeps repeating the same thing. But nonetheless, this is what is brought, is mentioned during Hanukkah. And the reason for that is because, as we know, in the second Beis HaMikdash, even though we had the Beis HaMikdash, but as the Avanim entered into it, the Greeks did, and defiled all the various vessels and the oils we know, as we were able to be victorious over them, and we were able to reclaim and rededicate the Beis HaMikdash, it of course was done on the 25th day, the month of Kislev, which is almost some type of a payback, if you will, for the fact that it was originally constructed, the Mishkan, on that same day many years before, but it just wasn't actually officially, it wasn't officially inaugurated until many months later, the first of Nisan. And when it came to the Torah reading, today's lengthy Torah reading, at least the third Aliyah was, where we mention many of the sacrifices that are brought, it says the words Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach B'yom Himoshach Oso, and the pasuk continues, but I guess the key words are the first two of Zos Chanukas or Zos Hanukkah. And therefore, since on the eighth day of Hanukkah, which we read this morning, it has in it those words of Zos Hanukkah, and therefore that's the reason why, one of the reasons why we call the last day of Hanukkah by it, connected to the Torah reading, which again we also explain the symbolism as why we chose that particular Torah reading as opposed to anything else. Another explanation is there is a sefer called Ner Lamea, which has 100 answers to the Beis Yosef's famous question, which we talked about a little bit, as to why we have 8 days of Hanukkah after all. If, in fact, they found enough oil for one day, so day number one is not a miracle. The miracle happened on days 2 through 8, only 7 days of miracles. And therefore, the Beis Yosef asks this question of why we celebrate 8 days of miracles when, in fact, there was only 7. So, there's 100 answers. You can get the sefer if you want. It's probably on sale now because Hanukkah's over. However, one explanation is said is that the reality is there should only be 7 days. We should only celebrate Hanukkah 7 days because there's only 7 days of miracles. So why do we have 8 days? So they explain it's the same reason when it comes to other Yomim Tovim. When it comes to other holidays, we know that even though the Torah says there's what's a 1 day of Yom Tov, for those who are in Chutzal Arts, so therefore we celebrate an extra day. And therefore, because of what's called the Sveika Diyoma, the doubt that is attached, therefore we add an extra day also to Hanukkah. And therefore that's the reason why, that's again some people ask a different question, why is Hanukkah 8 days? It should be 9 days because of Sveika Diyoma. So you can kind of combine those two questions and say, yeah, there really should not be eight days in total. There's only should be 7 Sveika Diyoma, we add an eighth an eighth day. Of course, the problem with that is, as Donnie's about to ask, because he always, right? As in Eretz Yisrael, we know, you're going to ask that, right? No. In Eretz Yisrael, there's also 8 days of Chanukah. So what's Pshat? And therefore, some explain, the Iturei Torah brings down, that certainly that answer should be deleted from the 100 answers. It will be 99 answers, I guess. And he says that if you look at the name of the 8th day of Chanukah, it is a hint to the fact that you should not look at day number 8 as merely Sveika Dioma, that we're only adding it in because of doubt, but it really is nothing. It really has no meaning except for the fact that we don't know, based on calendars back then, exactly what day Chanukah should have started, like the other Yom Tovim. That's why it's called Zos Chanukah. No, don't make a mistake. This 8th day also is Chanukah. You shouldn't think that it has any less significance than the other previous 7. In conclusion of Chanukah in general, and today, some explain that the significance of Zos, Chanukah, Zos, when a person says Zos, this is something in which is not far away. It's something in which is very close. In fact, something in which you can even point to. And therefore, the idea of when we light the Chanukiah, which we finished, but the idea still of the last day of Chanukah, the Zos Chanukah, we should not say this was Chanukah, but this is Chanukah. That the symbolism of Chanukah, which is that Hashem performs miracles for us, is always there. But we have the obligation to look and to keep our eyes open, to realize the wonders in Nisan that Hashem did. And when we're able to truly appreciate the Nisan that Hashem does for us, and in turn perform the mitzvos and learn Torah, then we should be zocha to build the third base of Mikdash b'mehir b'yameinu speedily in our days. Rabbi Chanan ben Chassid Chodesh Baruch Hu Zichro L'Zechah Adonai Chavei Tzaman Sidko Yadil Torah.